Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I'm a lot calmer this week, Tony.
Yes.
But the music's not. UK City Riots. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It's nice being calm again. My apologies to Alien Sex Fiend fans that the music was brilliant, but what I said between them was a bit garbled. I think it was all right. I've had some pretty good feedback from that last week's show, actually. So, this week's show, we're back to normal. I say back to normal. After 3 weeks in a row of some sort of specialist thing, we are back on the usual randomness now. And we've got a word of the week, Tony. But just before that, what is... that band was Ministers Dead, by the way, who are from round my way, and the lead singer, Matty, is also the lead singer of the Bleach Boys, and Ministers Dead are a great band, and they've been other bands. They were... Oh, God, I can't remember the name of the band they were before this.
Kramers.
The Kramers. Oh, well done. They were the Kramers, and they're just fantastic. And this new single's terrific. And thank you very much. Oh, that's a new single. It's a new track from the album they're recording, I think, and thanks to Mark, I think it was, he sent this thing. What is their Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/MinistersDead.
It is indeed. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B and Internet Mill, and this is Word of the Week. We haven't had a Word of the Week for ages. The basic premise of Word of the Week for our new listeners is that, well, the idea was originally that we would come up with words that were rude, but they weren't swear words. So you could use them in front of your mum and dad in the days when we had a load of young listeners. What it's become is just any weird word or any spoonerism or any mistake that is a funny word becomes it. For example, when we came up with vodkinoculars, which are now in the Urban Dictionary and are quite simply for when beer goggles just won't do. This week, as a direct result of me not saying gesticulating properly, and saying testiculating instead. I thought, that's it. It's when you remonstrate or demonstrate with your balls.
Nice.
You testiculate. So if you have a word of the week you'd like to send in, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email word of the week, and if it's a good word, we'll read it out. It can be anything, really, just an interesting word. Something to add to the English language. The Swearesperanto. Something via Punky Radio. We have. When was the last time we updated Swearesperanto? 2008?
Yeah, probably.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now that I've got a new hard drive, it's all fucked, so I can't find the rest of them. Now, that's about it for this bit, because I got a song for you. Do you know what, Tony?
What's that?
I often think on Punky Radio... Well, what I think. I often think to myself on Punky Radio, do you know what? We don't play enough alternative electro folk rock from Kazakhstan.
That's true.
We don't, do we? Yeah. So I'm making up for it this week with this band that's come through via Music Submit. Music Clout. We got a few songs this week from Music Clout. And this came through. They said that we picked another load of songs you think you might like. And I had listened through them and I found this. I went, oh, that's nuts. I don't know what it is, Tony. This might be pop music and everyone might hate me for playing it, but I just really like it. It's an artist called Mergen. I don't know how you pronounce it. I'm saying Mergen. The track is called Balik or Balik, which means the fish. What is Mergen or Mergen or whatever they are's Bandcamp page?
Mergen.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed. It's Tony Too, Paulie B and Internet Neil. I don't know what to make of this. I like it. See what you think. This is Balik. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I don't know what to make of that song. I like it. I think it's really catchy, and I don't know whether it's pop music or not. But I like it. Well, I'm calling it alternative electro folk rock from Kazakhstan.
Fair enough.
Yeah. A catchy title. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Wicked.
Thanks for your Facebook comments this week. If you are on Facebook, please do leave a comment. One of the easiest ways of getting in touch with us, especially if you are on Facebook. Easy way to do it, go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, and leave a comment. It's that simple, really. We've got one this week, Richard Wright, who says, just listening to Eyes of Satan from the new Bomb Turks, and thought, if you haven't played it lately, a good suggestion. Well, thank you very much for the suggestion, Mr. Richard Wright.
We will, Richard. We'll check it out. And also, because I only half listen when you read out Facebook comments, I went on the Punky Radio page, and do visit it and like it. And there was some... Did you read out about us being pod parents?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Aubrey.
Yeah, I'm just an idiot. I was like, oh, that's great, interesting. we've done that already. I'm losing it.
Yeah. We had a conversation about Adam Coy being the pod father already.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, do visit the Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, you know, it's really easy to do, and it's easy to leave comments on there, and one of us does check it. There you go. Right, so now here's yet another departure for Punky Radio. This is a little bit slower than stuff we would play often. Again, make of it what you will, really. I'm sick of using the phrase mixed bag for this show. I'm calling it eclectic. If you're listening for the first time, you might wonder what's going on. If the first show you ever heard was last week's Alien Sex Swing special, you're really going to wonder what's going on. This is Fight the Dice, Bad Decisions.
Let's make some bad decisions, 'cause we're just stupid kids, and that's all we could. That's all we're good for. Let's make some bad mistakes, 'cause we'll never make it unless we break some bones along the way. Break some bones along the way. You know I'm wrong. Why do I feel so right? And if I'm wrong, why can't you keep your eyes out of the back of your head? Out of the back of your head. Like dice, fall in love way too soon, waste our time in your room. Not care enough, or can I care too much? Seek out a little too late, not get back until the next day. The next day, let's forget where we parked. And I walk home in the rain. We'll walk home in the rain. And fall in love way too soon. Waste our time. Ain't in your room. Not care enough. Or care too much. Let's fall in love way too soon. Waste our time. Ain't in your room. Not care enough. Or can I care too much? And the worst one, yeah. The worst one, yeah. You know I'm wrong. Why do I feel so right? And if I'm wrong, why can't you hide that smile? And if I'm wrong, why can't you keep your eyes out of the back of your head? Out of the back of your head. I'm falling like dice. And that's all we could for. little bit of your heart, and I'll give you mine.
Slow-mo Pogo.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And my apologies to Jim Cannonella, because we still haven't... Oh, that's on my other...
Oh, is it?
I think so, yeah. I've got a new hard drive, right? And the old hard drive died. I don't know whether I'd overloaded it with porn or what it was, but it's gone anyway. And a lot of the stuff on it has gone, so I'm dealing on a very basic level at the moment. I will try and get that music back, and I will try and say, actually, it'll still be in the email. Shut up, Paul, this is a production meeting. Yes, but my apologies, Jim Cannonella. We will sort it out very, very soon. That band called Fight the Dice, what I want to know is, what is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/fightthedice.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paul Levine, and the internet nil. I'll tell you what, it's not only the hard drive that's died, also it's my success with the internet. That came through from Manila PR, and thank you very much to Tony and the team for continuing to send us stuff all year. And we will be putting together a Christmas competition before long. I've already got a few bits and bobs, a couple of T-shirts here and there, and one or two CDs, and I'll be getting more CDs for our Christmas competition, which is always pretty significant, and someone normally wins it from the moon or somewhere, and I have to post it to them. Tony, did you do anything last week?
No, I went to the doctor's, and he says, go get surgery, and I went, okay.
That's
about it, really. I think that was the highlight of my week. Yourself?
Keep us updated on the surgery. Only had one gig last week on Saturday night, and it was in Watford at what was the Jonglers and is now called the Comedy Club at Oceana. And it wasn't a good gig, you know. It wasn't. They had the roughest hen do I've ever encountered at a gig with there, right? 27 of them. How do I know there were 27? I'll tell you in a minute. 27 of them. The hen, when I walked on stage, when the show started, ladies and gentlemen, Paul B. Edwards, and I walk on, and everyone's supposed to go hooray and cheer. Her and her mates were standing up arguing with each other about who'd had food and who hadn't, and now their food hadn't come yet, and they were all furious. And I went, girls, look, we're starting the show, what's up? We haven't had our fucking food, was the opening line. I went, all right. And she's got this sheet of A4 in her hand with everyone's food written down on it. I went, give me that. So I took the thing off and I went, right, Sandra, have you had your bacon salad? Right, this is before the show started. They went through the whole thing, right? It took ages. The rest of the audience thought it was quite funny, but obviously they wanted to be in the show as well. So we did all that, and they settled down a bit, and it wasn't easy. And then the first act went on. I put the first act on, and they sort of thought he was all right. But one bloke didn't, and Anthony King, the act was Anthony King, and he's a good act. And he said something to him, and this bloke shouts out, "You're a cock!" Right, Anthony King says to this bloke, this is what I'm saying, this is happening attending. Anthony King says to this bloke, well, you know, you do often get a cock in the crowd, but I appear to have got a cunt. Right, excuse my language, it's with a K, it's not swearing.
Yeah.
And as I said it, one of the girls on the hen do shouted out, there's 27 over here and they all stink. She's on her own hen. Because, oh God. Then I said to the hen, by the way, where's your fiance tonight? You know, because it's a standard joke. Where's your fiance? They say where they think he is, and he goes, that's what she thinks. He's actually, you know, something terrible. And I said, where's your fiance tonight? And she went, he's at home looking after my fucking kids. Right, I went, right. And I said, are they not his kids then? She went, of course they're fucking not. And I said, I'll take it this isn't your first wedding. And it was the biggest laugh I got all night. It was quite clearly about a seven. But it was... It was horrendous. Sorry, no, that was me last week. And then Friday night I got leathered, Sunday night I went out for drink. That's about it really. So, but next week I've got more on, and I'll tell you about that in the second half of the show. Right. Two songs coming up in a row now. Listen out for an artist called Nigel Cuff, who is another one that came through from Music Clout, and he reminds me of the 99ers.
Okay.
You see what I mean when you hear it. But first up, something very, very different to Nigel Cuff, a band called Bazooka that have come through from Slovenly Records. Now, Slovenly specialise in hardcore, super bad, lo-fi garage, or garage. It's garage punk, not this fucking new stuff. And when I tell you what the song's called, you know what you're going to get. What I want to know is, what is Bazooka's website?
BazookaMusic.com.
Now, they haven't really got one. So what I'm doing, I'm suggesting you go to the Slovenly Records Bandcamp page, which is Slovenly, S-O-V enly.bandcamp.com, where you can find out about all of their artists, including Bazooka. Paul the Internet One, Tony 3. Guess what, Tony?
What?
I want to fuck all the girls in my school.
By healthy options, Jagger Meister.
You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Nigel Cuff from a track called JJ Was a Metalhead. Does sound like the 99ers. I should find out where he's from, really. He probably knows them. I'm a little bit more concerned about the last track, Bazooka. I Want to Fuck All the Girls in My School. Ask me why.
Why is that?
I'm just terrified it was written by a teacher. Right, so what is Nigel Cuff's website?
NigelCuff.com.
No, NigelCuffMusic.com. Poorly been internet 2, Tony 3, the fight back is on. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar. In all likelihood.
It is. Yep. Another week, another few gigs at the 12 bar club. There is something on Sunday, but it's to be confirmed. So I'm going to do Thursday to Saturdays. But if
very sensible.
But if you do, if you are looking for something to do on a Sunday, there is something on. So do you go. This Thursday, 22nd of November, AHI or Ahi.
Ahi. Ahi. Ahi. It's fish.
Oh, there you go.
Isn't it an Ahi?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And more to be confirmed. That's all information I have, I'm afraid. How much do you think that is?
£5.
£6.
Oh!
Friday.
Thursdays. It's always, Thursday's always the tricky one for me.
It is. Friday, 23rd. Christiane Antilla, Kai L, the son and the sons of Christian Frederick. More acts to be confirmed. No idea
that
about that one.
Means nothing to me.
No.
But it doesn't mean it won't be brilliant. £6.
It is, yeah, £6. Finally, Saturday night, Jeffrey Oycott, Brocker, The Royal Freakout, London SS.
I'm telling you,
and Trioxin. And Trioxin Cherry.
Right. Is it a London calling night?
It is a London calling night.
Of course, it's a London calling night. Fantastic. Jeffrey Oycott and Brocker are from round my way. We played them on the show the other week, actually.
No,
we didn't. We played them on the show a while back. They're absolutely brilliant. £6.
It is £6.
Yeah, get along to that. It'd be great.
Cool. That's it for the gig guide.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Well, I was right.
Yes.
Yes. Right then, so here's another one from Music Clout. Again, we played this band before. This is a bit of a departure for Punky Radio. So, well, we played Rebel Inc. before, right? And I like them.
Okay.
But they are the hip hop end of metal, I would say. Sort of that funk metal, but rapping funk metal. Not unlike Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
See what you think of them. Anyway, what I want to know is, what is Rebel Inc.'s website?
Rebelinc.com.
No, rebelincmusic.com. Probably the internet 3, Tony 3. You said.
bag buttons.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
No, you're not. That's the wrong bit. You're not listening to Guana Bats. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers. Sorry about that. Thanks for doing such a brilliant job that I had to look at it twice. Have you got any other thing on this week?
No.
Right.
Pretty much. Lots of house stuff, but...
Right.
Yeah, living room based house stuff we're doing. Sweet plastering and wiring and maybe log burnering. Yeah.
I'm going to Malaga on Tuesday.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to Malaga for a couple of days to look at a venue with a view to starting a comedy club. That's quite exciting, isn't it?
It is.
It's less exciting when you realise how I'm doing it. Now, in my bid to get the cheapest flights I possibly could to get to Malaga to see my mate Dave and have a couple of look at venues, I've actually managed to fly from Stansted to Malaga and then fly back from Malaga to Luton.
Right.
So I just look like an international something or other, drug smuggler, Bell End possibly, because I'm flying in and out of different airports in the UK so as to cover my tracks. But it was the only way I could do it cheap. It's all right because I get the bus from outside my flat window to Stansted, and then when I get back to Luton, Luton's not far away anyway, so it's fine. But I was putting off the boarding pass and go, there's something not right here.
Did you do it by accident?
No, I remember doing it on purpose, but
right.
You know, I do a lot of things on purpose and then forget about them. I do a lot of things not on purpose and they work out all right. Yeah. That's what I need to start doing. So yeah, so I will report back on my little southern Spanish trip, my Granadan adventure.
So you're not gigging over there yet, you're just scouting?
No, I'm basically using it as an excuse to go and see my mate Dave for a couple of days, but with a view to not only gigging there, but starting my own gig there. So we'll see how that goes, because, hey, you know, when there's not a lot of work in the UK, what do I do? I've figured I'm not going to Scandinavia anymore now, after it's fucking cold. At least if I go to Malaga, it'll be a bit warmer.
Taxi deductible business trip.
Is it? Brilliant. See, I don't know that either.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. So I'm on a tax-deductible business trip to see my mate. Excellent. I'm pleased about that. yeah, so I'll let you know how I get on. Should we just crack on?
Yeah.
We'll just crack on. Next track is another track come through from Slovenly Records. You know what that means? Pretty fucking lo-fi, pretty fucking full-on, pretty fucking garage punk. Oh, this is a band called Paint Fumes, who are from Charlotte, North Carolina. I've been to Charlotte, North Carolina. Well, I've been to the airport.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's because it's one of the main hubs in the United States. And it's actually a really good airport. I'm not a particular fan of airports, but Charlotte, I did really enjoy it. There's some good bar. At least one really good bar. I know that because I had at least several really good pints before I got on the plane. So yes, should you be flying internally in the United States, might I recommend Charlotte, North Carolina as your hub of choice. there's an unofficial advert for an entire airport. I'll ask you the website after this. This is Egyptian Rats.
Yeah.
You are now listening to Guano Bats Underneath us right now. Thanks to you, such great beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And I'll have some exciting Guano Bats news next week.
Oh, cool.
Unless I forget.
Okay.
That's the one problem with that. That was Bank of Paint Fumes. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/paintfumes.
It is indeed. It's Tony 4, Paulie the Internet 3, with one track left. What will be the outcome of this week's competition, Paul versus Tony? Have you got a twat?
No.
You can fuck off then.
Fair enough.
Why haven't you got a twat?
Because no one's emailed me.
Well, the listeners can fuck off then.
Exactly.
Right, what should they be doing? Because we did get a comment from Ems, didn't we?
Yeah,
is a twat. Yeah.
A few weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we do want your twats.
Yeah,
explain how.
You need to email me your twats, otherwise the feature can't survive, and we'll stop doing it. Is basically what we said. But please do.
We're still frogging a dead horse.
Exactly. We're still trying. Get to the new year, maybe. Who knows? Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Everyone knows a twat. Email me now, please. Thank you.
I have to say, the year of the twat has really failed to be
the
year
of the twat. Disappointing year of the twat.
Yeah. So, yeah, we need your twats.
Maybe I oversold it.
I'm thinking of maybe advertising Punky Radio again, you know?
Really?
In some way, yeah. Just thinking it might not be a bad idea.
We should get that free advertisement of that interview done, really, shouldn't we, for Ems?
Well, yes, we definitely should. Should we try and make that... No, we can't this week. I'll be busy. Let's try and make that a target for within the next fortnight.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Good idea. Yes. Oh, I'll tell you one thing I did do last week. I went to the dentist the wrong month.
We saw this, yeah. How did you manage that?
Yeah, I was supposed to go on December the... whatever it was, they went on November the whatever, and I was about to have a go at them as well until they pointed out that it was there, and in my diary I had obviously put it down in the wrong month. I can't keep away from that place.
Okay, was it just a checkup?
This was just for a checkup, yeah, so it was alright.
Okay.
I had to go up there anyway to make an appointment for yet another trip to the mental hygienist, so it was alright. I got something done while I was there.
Well, I got the dentist done Thursday. That's going to be great. Just to make my month peak. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, you're just a mess. You are. You know, I mean, I've been a mess for years, physically and mentally, but you've really fallen apart over the last 12 months.
Not across that 35 border, yeah.
Oh, that's it, yeah. Always take downhill from there, Tom.
Yeah. Oh.
They say to most people, don't they, but they say that what you do in your 30s shows in your face in your 40s. Do you know that expression?
No.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I quite clearly had terrible 30s. Now then, we're going to play this last song, and we have got something to do in this bit. It's all right. We haven't played anything by Wonk Unit for a while.
Mm.
I did find a track by them that we hadn't played before not so long ago. Wonk Unit, one of Punky Radio's favourite bands, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah.
I think our favourite band. I think the bands that we've been most closely associated with down the years have been bands like Wonk Unit and Zombina and the Skeletones and Limousine, and there have been a few, haven't there, and then bands from other parts of the world as well. Frenzy of Tongs have been fantastic, you know. There's certain bands that they just fit Punky, and Punky just fits them, and Wonk Unit are just one of these. They brought out this album called Muffy, and it actually hasn't got an electric guitar on it. It's ridiculous, but it really is punk rock. I mean, why don't I read out what they said about it? Okay. Muffy is the wonkiest album to date. It's punk as fuck, but ain't got one electric guitar on, the bastard. Does have drums, bass, acoustic guitars, Alex Johnson's sister Gemma on cello, and a trombone. But, mate, it's absolutely brilliant. And I asked the Mighty Cougar to send me one track, and he did do. Here's the list of gigs. Now, I'm sorry, I'm afraid you've already missed a couple. Because the 17th, we should have done this last week, their album tour with Slaves, and I don't mean their Slaves, the Bank of Slaves, I'm not just taking Slaves from them. I don't think... You've missed the gig at the Red Line in Bristol on the 17th. You've missed the gig at the Prince Albert in Brighton on the 18th. However... you do have time for the 21st in Hastings, the 22nd in Chatham, the 23rd in London, Nambuka with Mike TV. The 24th in Mansfield.
Mm-hmm.
25th, Derby at the Hairy Dog. 26th, Hull. 27th, Liverpool. See, this tour makes sense. 26th, Hull. 27th, Liverpool. 28th, Gateshead. 29th, Kirriemuir, I think, with the Murder Burgers. And the 30th in Dundee. So they are going all the way up the UK, and then they start coming back on December 1st when they're in Whitehaven. All the information for all of these gigs is on the Wonk Unit band page. And what I want you to know is, what is the Wonk Unit band page on Facebook?
Facebook.com/WonkUnit.
No, facebook.com/pages/Wonk Unit/13537624625. But type in Wonk Unit to Facebook and you find them straight away. This is absolutely brilliant and is the perfect way to bookend the show with Ministers Dead at the start, Friends of the Show, ending with Friends of the Show, Wonk Unit. And also, this finally puts to bed our Halloween experience of a whole month. This is Spooky House.
It's a massive Rottweiler. People go there, they never heard of after. In the night you hear the spook laughter. Seven little ladies who occupy the basement. None of these old spookies think they need a hip replacement. Waxworks in the hallways, waxworks laying sure, cause there's taxidermy paraphernalia on all floors. Spooky's old widows, why did their husbands die? I've heard reports of aliens on room 6 in the sky. But I've never seen the light on, in the darkness not a gleam. Trick or treaters don't come knocking on the night of Halloween.
Unit, that was Spooky House. We're going to be playing more tracks from Muffy because I believe the Mighty Cougar has dropped a CD in the post to the Punky Radio PO box, so we'll be playing more up to Christmas. If he's been really sensible, he'll have posted us two so we can put one in the competition. We'll work that out. I like to give something by Wonk Unit away every Christmas.
It's not Christmas without Wonk Unit, is it really?
It's not Christmas without Wonk Unit. You're absolutely right, those little festive fuckers. So, now, we're carried by some internet radio stations, aren't we? Can you tell people about them?
Yeah. Currently, we're on 3. We're on Internet Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk Radio, podunkradio.com. And finally, we're on extrememetalradio.net, X-T-R-E-M-E, metalradio.net. It's not metal. It is a bit extreme. Do check them out.
Yeah, they do. And thank you to all the stations that carry this show. Of course, also, do you want to just mention iTunes quickly?
Yeah, please do review us at iTunes. It really does help us out massively. A few reviews does make a difference, so do that. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up the music store with our page where you can review us. You'll need to log in. So log in, review us, 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out. If not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com. And we'll feature it on the show.
Well done, well said. Get C-Wonky in it whenever you can. I look forward to bumping into all of our listeners in Malaga over the next few days. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo! Apoo!